It's 8:56 and 29 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have mixed prices here today. Corn has been in a 1.5 to 2 range, and at the moment we have March up 1.25 at 348.5. It's been a quarter higher and a 1.25 lower. December is up a penny at 382. It's been a quarter higher and 1.25 lower. Beaners have had a little wider range from 68.5 to 62.25 in March. We're presently down 3.5 at 963.25. November beans have been from 85 high to 80.5 low. We're at 981.25, down 2.5. The Feb hogs, 72.65, down 32. Feb cattle are up 37 at 117.60. And the March feeder cattle at 141.67, down 25. Feb gold down $10.50, $13.09.90. Silver for March down 19 at 16.95. The S&P's up 3.5 at 27.50. The Dow Mini Dow Index 25,316, up 66. Bonds are down 30 at 150.25. Natural gas up 22 ticks at 2.857. The U.S. dollar up 25 at 92.35. Crude oil up 25 at 61.98 a barrel. Corn up a little. Beans down a little. Wheat mixed. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that update. A couple of other notes for you this morning. The USDA reported just over 849,000 metric tons in export inspections for corn the week of January 4th, about 17% larger than the previous week, but still lagging behind last year by 3.5%. And U.S. exports of corn during November totaled 2.594 million metric tons, according to USDA data. That's about 35% lower than November 2016 and 4.8% behind October. Meanwhile, on the soybean side, export inspections showed 1.183 million metric tons in soybean exports for the week that ended January 4th. That's 2.25% lower than the previous week and about 19.5% behind the same week last year. And that data from November shows U.S. soybean exports of 9.032 million metric tons. That's down 4.34% from October and down from the previous November by just over 12%. Let's check current conditions where we're still dealing with some freezing fog on this Tuesday morning. 27 degrees in Bloomington, Normal, with a wind out of the south at 8 miles per hour. 28 degrees in Decatur, also 28 in Danville, 29 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 30 degrees in Rantoul. We're at 29 degrees right now in Urbana as well with fog, and that fog is freezing when it hits some surfaces, so be careful on the roadways. And because of that freezing fog, some planned work on our tower on WIMO FM 90.9 has been delayed at least temporarily. We'll keep you posted on that work as we go along through the day. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, cloudy skies, dense fog, and a high of 35 degrees. Wind out of the south at 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with some patchy dense fog and drizzle and a low of 33 degrees. Mostly cloudy and warmer for the day tomorrow with a high of 52. We'll continue to warm up for Thursday. Mostly cloudy skies at a high of 58 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.